Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thanks for joining us for Believing Together. And we want to spend a couple days here leading up to Easter. And I wanted to read this morning out of John chapter 20. It says, "But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said unto them, 'Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe.'" You know, Jesus is the God-man, God in flesh. The Bible says, "Unto us a child is born." That speaks of Jesus' humanity. It says, "Unto us a son is given." That speaks of Jesus' deity in Isaiah chapter 9. You know, Christmas is a time we celebrate his birth. Easter is a time that we celebrate his resurrection. Remember why he was born. He was born to die. But you and I have victory today because he rose from the grave. What's interesting in John 20, Thomas says, "I'm not going to believe unless I see his scars, unless I see the print of the nails in his hand, unless I see where the spear entered his side, unless I see the scars in his hand, the scars in his side, I will not believe." May I just speak, if I can, about those scars just for a minute? You know, as Thomas demanded to see that, to believe, I'm reminded Zechariah 13:6 says, "And one shall say unto him, 'What are these wounds in thine hands?' Then he shall answer, 'Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends.'" May I say first this morning that the scars tell us that Jesus suffered. The very scars that Thomas demanded to see tell us and show us that Jesus suffered for us. You know, people often question why God allows suffering. You know, a greater question would be, why did God have to suffer? You know, everybody wants to make a big deal is, why does God allow people to suffer? Well, what about the fact that his only son suffered for us? The scars show us the human side of Jesus. God in flesh suffered. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. God, by the way, in his glory still suffers. God suffers, Ephesians 4:30. God suffers when we grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Christ is the head of the church. We are the body. When the body hurts, the head hurts. When we suffer, he suffers. Acts 9:4 says, "And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?'" Isn't that interesting? God tells Paul, when he was attacking Christians and hurting the cause of Christ, God says, "Paul, you are persecuting me." God in heaven, feeling pain, suffering. You know, the Bible says we have a high priest that is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I submit to you this morning that the scars that Thomas demanded to see, and he wouldn't believe unless he saw them, those scars tell us that Jesus suffered. And I want to remind you today as we lead up to Easter that he was wounded, not for his transgressions, but for our transgressions. Let's not forget today that one day in heaven we will see the very scars that Thomas demanded to see, and that reminds us that he suffered. We'll pick up right here tomorrow, again, as we're leading up to Easter. Thank you for listening today. God bless. This is, again, is Pastor Hawtrey. Thanks for joining us for Believing Together, and we'll talk with you next time.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast, and please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.